going to a B-side, which is one of my favourite B-sides that she's ever done.
Okay, and I don't know what was this the B-side to?
This was, I can't remember what this was the B-side. Be Kind to My Mistakes was the B-side to one of the Hounds of Love album singles.
Right.
So it was either Running Up That Hill or one of them, I can't remember. Mm. Now, I should have that written down in a note. But anyway, I love this track. I love what it says. Let's just hear it.
Be Kind to My Mistakes. Actually, could be a mantra, actually, couldn't it?
Oh.
It's alright.
Well, be kind to my mistakes.
It's a brilliant, brilliant, brilliant motion.
And you were saying it wasn't on any album. It was the B-side to Big Sky.
I think it was the B-side to Big Sky. This album, the Hounds of Love album, came out fully formed. And this was almost like a 25-year-old girl showing that she was 45 years mentally. But that song is like a twin sister to what we're going to hear next, Running Up That Hill. For me, they're about understanding each other. Can we swap places with each other? Can we be kind to each other?
And you can't even hear the words Hounds of Love without wanting to hear this song.
Absolutely. This is, by the way, the 2014 remix that she did for the London Olympics.
know, Gersel, there's only a few songs in my life that bring me to a standstill, and that is definitely one of them.
What can you say after that song? I mean,
yeah, it's phenomenal.
The album, The Hounds of Love, came out in 1985, and it was such a mature album. The first side of that album, Sherry, was a series of short songs that are absolutely brilliant. I could have played the whole. The second side of that album was revolutionary for a woman artist because it's a series of songs that tell a story. Kate was really interested in this story of a woman who finds herself in a life jacket in the ocean at night with a little light on that life jacket, hoping that she's going to be rescued.
It's a metaphor, obviously.
Well, kind of, you know, but I mean, it's like she's out there in the ocean, she's trying to stay awake. I would just suggest to anybody, just listen to that, what she's titled The Ninth Wave. This suite of songs on the B-side of that album just tells a journey of a woman's, you know, desperate plea to stay alive, being confronted with her weaknesses, her demons, and then finally at the end, you know, her rescue. But it's an amazing album. We're going to hear some of those songs.
Well, we've got some lined up, haven't we, from the Ninth. And the Ninth Wave formed a lot of the concert that you went to in London, I believe.
Oh, well, man, we nearly lost our minds in the concert because, you know, she started the concert with just like four songs from a few different albums. And it was like everything we wanted to hear. The voice was amazing. But she strode out onto the stage with bare feet. Suddenly, the show took a turn. And because, of course, as you know, Sherry, the girl was a dancer. I mean, you know, all of these albums came with video clips with beautiful choreography. I mean, she was such a holistic artist.
Mm.
You know, she kind of crossed the boundaries, didn't she? She really...
She did, and she was also a completely new, original voice when she came. She was a totally... To be that young and to completely turn music on its head at the time, that's one thing I've always, one of the reasons why I've always admired her is for her complete and utter originality.
It came from nowhere.
Mm.
Nothing informed it.
Yeah.
We hadn't heard nothing prior to this.
Mm.
But, yeah, so imagine here we are. We're out in the ocean. It's a stormy night. The waves are going. There's a little light on our life jacket and we're trying to stay awake. She starts hallucinating. We're going to pick this up through various stages of that journey.
Okay. Well, we're going to start with Under Ice.
Yeah.
And keep going. And we'll probably stop a little bit and talk.
Yeah, we can chat over some of it.
Yeah, but let's just go on that particular journey ourselves right now.
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
Beautiful. That was amazing.
Well, let's not talk too much, but okay, so she's having an out-of-body experience here, imagining what's going on at home, and she's trying to communicate with those folks that are waiting for her.
This is watching you without me.
Beautiful.
eyes are kept bright, tripping on the water like a laughing girl. Time in our eyes is spawning past life, drunk on the ocean and the woman unfurled, holding all the love that waits for you here. Catch us now, for I am your future. A kiss on the wind and we'll make the land. Come over here to where Gwen lingers, waiting in this empty world, waiting for them when the life spray cools. For now does ride in on the curl of a wave, and you will dance me in the sunlit pools. We're of the going water and the gone. We are of water and the holy land of water, and all that's to come runs in with the thrust of the strand.
Watching the storm.